Governor Deval Patrick announced a bold plan that would raise an additional $1.9 billion in taxes annually.
There is no good time to raise taxes. This is the point I knew in this speech when silence would fall over the hall.
The governor said his state budget that will be released next week will propose an increase in the income tax rate from the current 5.25% to 6.25%. He'll propose a cut in the state sales tax from the current rate of 6.25% to 4.5%. All the sales tax money would go to a public works fund. The additional income tax revenue would fund education initiatives.
I would not ask if I did not believe in my heart that investing meaningfully today in education and transportation will significantly improve our economic tomorrows.
By putting more emphasis on the income tax and less on the sales tax, Patrick's plan would shift more of the tax burden onto higher income earners. According to figures supplied by the administration, the average tax burden for the lowest income brackets would decrease by $200. It would increase by more than $3,000 for the top income brackets. The plan proposes a doubling of the personal exemptions for all taxpayers, eliminating some itemized deductions, and an increase in the corporate income tax.
This is what I will propose. There will be debate. I encourage it. Every one of us here has to think twice before asking people who already feel strapped to contribute a little more. But this time, instead of sinking into the same old slogans, let's have a serious, respectful, and fact-based debate.
Patrick said he wants to build a 21st century transportation network. In his address, he highlighted proposals from a transportation plan released earlier in the week. It includes commuter rail between Springfield and Boston and the reopening of the Housatonic line between Pittsfield and New York. His education initiatives include expanding universal preschool, where nearly 30,000 children are currently on a waiting list.
Let's ensure that every child in Massachusetts has access to high-quality early education.
Toward the end of his 24-minute speech, which was interrupted only a handful of times by polite applause, Patrick acknowledged he has an eye on his legacy.
As I consider our work over the last 6 years, I think most governors must wonder, when they round this turn, what will last?
State Representative Stephen Kulik of Worthington, who is vice chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, said the governor's tax proposal will be carefully studied and evaluated over the next several months.
And it's hard to predict where this is going to go. It may find some support in the legislature, but it may not.
Kulik said the spending proposals in transportation and education are certainly worthwhile, but need to be weighed against how such a sizable tax hike would impact the still sluggish economic recovery. I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.